Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. Baltimore. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones. All gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Casella's our standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. All of it. First moment, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, as we do almost every day, we toast someone or a group of people that they just do something really stupid. And today is no exception, because today we toast everyone listening to the show. Let's face it, this is not the smartest decision you're going to make, but obviously we appreciate it. And the reason I'm stopping down to say this is this. Look, man, we're all in this weird-ass world we're in now, right? The COVID world. We're lucky enough, thankful enough, that we still have a job to go to, but the level of appreciation that people have been showing us these last few weeks, it is off the charts, man.
It's been great.
I mean, it is absolutely nuts. And that the folks in Chattanooga, Rochester, here in Seattle, you name it, man. It's very, very much appreciated.
No, thanks for the air fryers again, Ken.
Well, that in particular, I didn't want to bring up the air fryers, but listen.
He's going to.
Well, you brought it up, so I figured I might as well figure that.
I made poppers in mine.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got an email. Listen, keep the emails coming and send them directly to Miles and Ted about your air fryer. And
we get them.
The beautiful, beautiful things you've had. By the way, not one person who's gotten an air fryer has been disappointed with the product that they've
had. That is
a
fact.
So you are welcome. I don't know why Miles and Ted won't get on the train, but, you know, they're cavemen. So thank you to everyone that's been listening, man. It is appreciated very much. I am very glad that you are glad that we are here, because frankly, there's nothing else we'd rather be doing. Now, that said, radio is in the same situation as everything is in the world. So we have our friends that work for different companies at different stations, not just here in Seattle, but around the country. And one of the companies very recently, there's just been a bloodletting over at Hubbard. So we have some friends. Ted, you have a very close friend in particular.
Yeah.
Or one of our quote-unquote rival stations. We don't buy into the rivalry thing. We know we're better than you.
We're not worried about it. We all work in the same industry. Right. We all do the same thing every day. And, you know, we're all fortunate to have a job. And we know the volatility of any entertainment industry.
Sure. And it's volatile in the best of times. Certainly right now, you know, things are crazy. And like I said,
no matter what, it's a small group of people. And no matter what company you work for, most people know each other because it's just a small industry. Think of the industry you work in.
Yeah.
The people who work in different companies, you know, a lot of them, they've been interspersed between each other with jobs and everything else. So it's a very small knit community.
So listen, man, we know what's going on at some of these other radio stations, some of these other radio companies. It is not easy. People have families, all the rest of that stuff. So we just want to say from us, at least the Men's Room, know this much, right? I don't care what station you work for, TV, radio, you name it, right? Your bosses always tell you we're in competition. We are not. We're just here to beat you. But there's no competition with me. We want you to do well. We love our industry. We love the people that are in it. We're the ones that make it work. And frankly, everyone listening, you're why we're here. Because if you don't listen, we lose our job. It is that basic. So
every single person goes in every day just to entertain you, do the best job they can.
That's it.
You know, that's
take
it.
Care of their families. I mean, some of them suck. I mean, let's just say, but their heart is in the right place.
You like what you like.
You like what you like. Look, some people like Justin Bieber. It is what it is.
You like what you like.
You like what you like.
Positive Friday.
Positive Friday. Sure. But anyway, man, everyone listening, man, and all the people that work in the industry along with us, man, bless your ass, dude. Mm-hmm. Let's keep doing it as long as we can. Let's keep enjoying this. So if you do have a drink, this would be the time to put it up to. What in the hell do you want, Miles?
Just
I was on a roll.
You were.
Like, I'm feeling good, man. I'm rolling the positive
Friday. I just think
it's
important that since we're going into an essential workers weekend, that we thank them as well. Because those guys out there calling
us. They get the whole freaking weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give a couple of minutes.
All right.
Well, they get a whole weekend.
There's so many people we could thank right now.
I mean, there really are.
The people who didn't bring our food the other day.
He was right there.
I know.
Man, oh, man. Listen.
Are you feeling it like a Ray Lewis speech?
I wanted to go off on the people that did not deliver our food the other day.
Man, we can't get anything right.
Things
we
happen.
Tried to order delicious hamburgers. Did they ever get back with you?
They did.
She got refunded. Yeah,
we were very excited about this particular place we were going to get food from. Nobody brought in lunch. Nobody ate breakfast. We are all in it. Robin goes through the process of ordering this stuff.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Ted, at one point in time, tried to get us delicious chicken wings.
It was in the office. I specifically popped in. I said, hey, I'm ordering those wings and I'm paying.
That's right.
We're like, oh, hell yeah.
And they sent chicken strips.
They sent one order of chicken fingers.
Yeah. And then I ordered a pizza and the entire thing, all the toppings slid to the side and the pizza was you couldn't eat it.
And at the thrill, I know you're on a roll, but
positive Friday.
As Miles is saying this, I'm telling you, you guys have no idea how excited we were about these food victories. And we were just taking L after L.
And getting crushed.
Oh, my God. So sad.
I mean, the bell rang, we were knocked out in 10 seconds.
When is this going to end?
And just everything. And today, I'll just get my own damn food. And I drop my freaking lemonade.
Right there on the counter for somebody else to clean up.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Good. But anyway, man.
Yeah, Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Sure.
So let's drink, bitches.
Yes.
We pour this booze, yes. And we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch, hola.
The Men's Room presents
Positive Friday.
Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook in your police, everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where I wanted to say, you know goddamn well I can. You keep asking me this.
I ask you every day.
When are you going to believe that I know it?
I'm still figuring it out.
But you know what? I'll explain it anyway.
Thanks.
It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Positive Friday. Ben, what have you been doing?
Well, I'm finally selling my car that I've been trying to sell since December, and tomorrow I should have about $7,000 in my pocket.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, then tomorrow I plan on mugging you.
Ben, what kind of vehicle are you selling? What do you got there?
It's a 2010 GMC Terrain.
2010
GMC Terrain.
You know, Mike does auto auctions, and he is looking right now and saying that you're ripping the guy off. You should only, if he's listening, it should only be $5,500, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Mike's here to help.
We're going to try to sell you down here by the end of this game. Hey, if you're the guy who bought that car off Ben, just know he's ripping you off.
And there's a body in the truck.
Tranny's about ready to blow on it.
Well, that's not
Unless
so bad, depending
really
on what you
mean. Unless this really nice Nigerian mother of three that's buying it from me listens to the Men's Room, I think I'm okay.
You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. We're huge in the Nigerian community,
we
friend.
Are.
Especially if you're a woman and have children. We can't explain it. That's the one demo we went after. Nigerian mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're never given enough respect.
I do have great soccer jerseys.
Positive Friday.
Positive.
All right, Ben, you understand how this year's game is played.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, as always, there are three stories in front of me. Actually, I'm not going to lie to you. There's 18 stories in front of me. But two of the stories deal with the world of ethnicity / race. One of the stories deals with the world of drugs. What direction would you like to go today?
Well, I spent college studying race and ethnicity in society, but I spent my whole life dealing with the ramifications of drugs. So let's go race and ethnicity.
Race and ethnicity. All right. Now, there's not a lot of clues in this story. It's just a story. I just want you to figure out who the fool is. By the way, a comment came in, Miles. just says, best wings ever, hashtag Team Thrill. I believe that's a reference to their air fryer.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I made chicken wings last night. Robin will put up a picture and show you the deliciousness that you missed.
The beautiful sad wings of destiny.
Oh, my wings did not look sad.
Hey, the you best know? Chicken wings you'll have come off of a Traeger. I'm just throwing that out there. All the guys on BJ and Mix have them. Why don't you guys?
Because that's their thing, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we do Penis Friday? No, we did Positive Friday.
That's right. Air fryers and Positive Fridays. All right, here's your story. Now, listen, we've hit the
point. You know what? I'm just going to tell you. I had a damn cauliflower crust pizza last night.
That is not
sucked.
A brat.
The quinoa salad.
And it sucked, yes.
Jesus, did it suck?
Yeah, I burnt it.
Okay, that's it. That's a new men's room rule. No cauliflower pizza.
Oh.
I agree 100%.
I'm thinking about one of those little pizza ovens, though, that you put out back.
That did look good.
You guys seen those little pizza?
Yeah. Oh, might even make a cauliflower pizza good.
Yeah, I know. They're spending.
All right. Now, listen, we've hit the point in the quarantine where our homes, they start turning against us. In this case, there's an 18-year-old woman. She lives in Woodbridge, Virginia. That's just south of D.C., in case you don't know. And a few days ago, she's playing hide-and-go-seek with some of her younger relatives. Because why the hell not? It's quarantine. It's something fun to do. But after a few rounds, she decided to hide in the washing machine. And then she got stuck. To the point that the fire department wound up having to come to the house, remove the top of the machine to get her out. Now, keep in mind, this is one of those front loaders. So everyone, they found her.
It was top loader.
Was it top loader?
Top loader.
Oh, was it top loader?
Top loader.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Man.
Oh, I checked on that.
Oh, man,
because
oh,
I was
man.
Like, all right, I got to figure this out.
Well, she didn't figure it out very well. Now, that said, eventually, she was pried out of the machine. Got a quick check. She will be fine. No particular injuries. Just a big, big, big blast to the ego because she's very, very stupid, and all of us know this now. But the question for you is, do you believe that this woman playing hide-and-go-seek at home, keep in mind, younger relatives in the house, who got stuck in a washing machine, is she black, white, Mexican, or Jewish?
Oh, man, there are zero clues there.
I disagree. I believe there's one clue in this entire story that might
depend on the siblings.
What's that?
The siblings were a clue, I guess.
Well, keep in mind, you don't know if it's siblings. What? It just says younger relatives, which leads me to believe it's probably cousins. Because if it's siblings, you would say your brothers and sisters, right? So that, to me, if there's a clue, it's in that. You're right, there's not a lot. But the fact, keep in mind, because this is quarantine, so you're locked at home, meaning these people live in the house with you, and they're not your siblings.
And, extended family lives with you. All right.
That takes away white.
We're just south of D.C.
If it's white, so you'd say in-laws.
Yeah, exactly.
They
have the in-laws for you, don't they?
I'm gonna go black on this one.
Okay.
What were the choices?
Black, white, white, Mexican, or Jewish?
Same, the usual, you know.
He's got a college degree, Ted. Are you gonna follow Ben?
I am.
You are?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna go, just given the family dynamic, I'm gonna go with Mexican.
Okay.
Oh, right. Ted's going next year.
Okay.
I know the answer on this.
I was leaning that way, but the location is what made me go black.
Mexican. I know the answer on this one because I saw the sad, sad, depressed look on her face that the fire department actually took of her while she was in there. And it's not the proudest moment.
No.
It's right there. I mean, you can see it's just, she's sad, she's embarrassed. She's tired. It's all right there. Yeah. Okay, we're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We head to Woodbridge, Virginia on Profile This, and we've got a family in quarantine, an 18-year-old who's playing with some of her younger relatives in the home. They're playing a little game of hide-and-seek, and she finds a pretty good spot in the washing machine. Problem is, she gets stuck and can't get out, so the fire department had to come in and cut her out.
Yeah, so real simple, we just said, look, man, was this fool black, white, Mexican, or Jewish? Originally, it was met with, man, it's a short story. There's not a lot of clues. We all agree. One of the bigger clues is that during quarantine, you're in a home playing with younger relatives. Not siblings, younger relatives. That basically, for most people, seem to eliminate white and eliminate Jewish. And between a caller and you, Ted, the caller guessed black, you guessed Mexican.
Correct.
Well, the caller has since hung up, which is a shame because... Damn it! It's just a shame because they were correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah, black.
Oh, I guess Ben did go to college.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth is on the list.
Mm-hmm. David Spade?
Spade.
Or Ted Smith and writers?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Yeah, right there in the title. All these guys have a team of writers to help them come up with their monologue each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and who delivered it, or is it a V. Ted Smith original?
Rapper Eminem woke up to find an intruder had broken into his house. His security later found him losing themselves in the music and in the moment.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted Smith.
That's for the writers.
Oh, writers.
The writers. Okay.
The writers love Eminem. I would have worked in Mom's Spaghetti.
In front of a sweater.
Right?
Palms are sweaty.
In an Instagram post, Britney Spears said she accidentally burned her home gym. She said it was an accident, but people are suspicious because today she released her new single, Oops, I Did It for the Insurance Money.
Sounds like Fallon.
Fallon.
In
an Instagram post, Britney Spears said that she accidentally burned down her home gym. Yep, she said it was an accident, but people are suspicious because today she released her new single, Oops, I Did It for the Insurance Money.
The CDC has recommended that pet owners follow social distancing guidelines for their animals. Said dogs, okay, but could you at least describe the smell of your crotch?
Seth Meyers.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
The CDC has recommended that pet owners follow social distancing guidelines for their animals. Said dogs, okay, well, then can you at least describe the smell of your crotch?
I mean, listen, man, with cats, it's easy.
Yeah, they don't carry the weight.
When I step into my home, again, it's like Groundhog's Day for my dog, where it believes we have not seen each other in 40 years.
Yeah.
If I wanted to stay away from my dog, I promise you, I can't.
A 34-year-old in Colorado was arrested last Friday when he tried to deposit cash at a bank's drive-thru window, and he accidentally deposited two bags of cocaine.
Drugs!
Meet me in Jacksonville, said Miles Montgomery.
Well, James F. Smith. Yeah.
Actually, that was Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
thanks. Surprise.
Big fan of the show. And you thought that story was hilarious?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Maybe I have.
I've never done cocaine in Florida. What about Jacksonville? Oh, yeah. Wait, in Key West. Okay, yeah, I've done cocaine.
Not the panhandle, though. I'm not a crazy person.
No Central Time cocaine for me.
Right. I'm not a savage, my God.
Panama City Beach, you're off the list. Dr. Fauci said the U.S. could have coronavirus vaccines ready by January. So, good news. You'll be free to go outside the exact moment we get snowed in.
Snowed in is Fallon.
It is Jimmy Fallon.
This is exciting. Dr. Fauci said the U.S. government could have a coronavirus vaccine ready by January. So good news, we'll be free to go out the exact moment we get snowed in.
You know that Sesame Street, man, because it was such a success. When they, was it CNN and Sesame Street? You know,
they had a Sesame Street town hall.
Right. And it was a real
success. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth again.
These are the times we are living in, my brother. And so one of the new characters they're introducing is Oscar the Fouch. I'm lying to you, Ted.
Oh, Jesus.
Ted was like, say what? No, that is not true. Yes. Oscar the Fouch pops out of a trash can and tells you how to stay healthy.
Positive Friday.
I mean, I legit was just staring at him.
I was like, well, I think he's buying this. Okay.
All right.
It's been a long week.
Anderson Cooper, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Anderson Cooper announced on the air that he recently became a father. Changed his life so much, he's done a full 360.
Oh, well done. I'm hoping the Ted Smith.
David Spade?
That is the writers, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well done.
All right. According to a new poll, nearly 8 in 10 Americans think a second wave of coronavirus is likely. And it'll be caused by the other 2 in 10 who don't think so.
That'd be funnier if it was a joke. I'm going to say Kimmel.
I'll say Seth.
Seth Meyers.
According to a new poll, nearly 8 in 10 Americans think a second wave of coronavirus cases is likely, and it'll be caused by the other 2 in 10 who don't think so.
So, Thrill, do you guys watch the live-action Disney movies at your house?
I don't think so, because I'm unaware of it, and normally I'd be tormented with hate if I did. So I'm going to assume I have not.
They're like, doing old stuff, but they're doing it live, and they're
doing
an updated version.
No, hell no.
And it seems like people hate them, but
yeah.
Not kids.
That's not going to.
You got to remember who they're.
That's great, but yeah, I have to watch it with them.
You know,
Trolls.
This is when you go record music.
No. Listen, Trolls came out. Right? I knew my daughter desperately wanted to see it. Somehow, it's important to her that I also sit through this, and I just don't freaking understand why. So I have to sit through it. This is why I hate their movies.
You should say no.
I try.
Daddy's not sitting.
But she won't watch it if
Daddy,
I'm not going
to. No twos. I'll sit through a one, never a sequel. That's the rule. See, in that way, it justifies it in her brain. Like, look, and you have to explain it to her. Honey, over the history of time, there have only been 2 good sequels. Empire Strikes Back and Godfather 2. Since that point in time, other than the fact that Toy Story 2 did make a lot of money, and some consider that better than
Toy
Story
1. I think it's the weakest one.
Either way, just know Daddy has a rule. Daddy never watches sequels, even adult movies.
You know why they're called number 2s? Because they're S.
See? And then she's going to go, oh, okay.
You don't know my daughter.
All right.
She's going to say, okay, can we put it on and you sit here and watch it with me anyway?
No. I don't watch sequels.
No sequels?
Just make that up. And then
I make up a lot of stuff. I have so many lies with my kids, I'm starting to lose track. Like, wait, you asked me this last week, what'd I tell you then? No, give me an answer. I'm like, that's what I came up with. Yeah, that's exactly my position.
I enjoy sequels. I mean,
I'm not saying
in all areas. Like Rump Runners 5.
Right. You know, that's true. With
Rump
those.
Runners 5.
Yeah, okay. If you didn't see the second one, you're completely lost by the fifth one.
That's a good point.
Why is Jimmy sex with that guy?
Anyhow, so Disney, they're going to remake.
Are they making Rump Runners?
They're not making Rump Runners.
Ah, okay.
That is the worst name for a porno movie ever. Rump Runners. I'm a child. Hercules. The original film came out in 1997. Listen to the lineup that voiced this cartoon. Tate Donovan was the title role, but then Danny DeVito, James Wood, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Goldthwait.
Goldthwait. Yeah, Goldthwaite.
Who was in the first one? Was that Kevin Sorbo? Or who am I thinking?
You're talking about the TV show?
The TV show, Hercules?
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo.
What was he one of those guys.
Was he Hercules or was he someone else?
I'm not sure.
Well, and then, right.
Because there was like Xena, there was him, there was like all these like beefy people with swords. Yeah. There was a big moment for them on TV.
Sounds sexy.
Can you name something else that Kevin Sorbo's
been in? He was Hercules.
Okay, he was Hercules.
In the television series, yeah.
Right. So this is
right.
They're just redoing with real people the cartoon version.
Do you think he's you think he's bitter about that though? But dude, I've played Hercules.
It's just the voice, right?
No, but for the remakes, you know, they're hiring actual people. I'd be like, I'm Kevin Sorbo.
Well, they haven't announced casting yet. Maybe Kevin Sorbo gets the call.
He should, because if I'm Kevin Sorbo, I go, what other thing have I done that you know about?
Well, wasn't there, Arnold was in a movie once. I think, was it Hercules in Central Park or something? Hercules in New York? It's an old movie.
Don't watch sequels, kids.
Let's see, a little sports news. Right. I think a lot of the country's been watching the Michael Jordan documentary.
Mm-hmm. They said it has overtaken Tiger King as the most watched documentary.
Yeah, so
that's a big other news. That's a big Tiger deal. King was the most watched documentary.
Yes, it is.
Correct. I can't talk trash. I'm wearing the damn socks.
That is a strong point.
Right?
Your Tiger King socks on right now.
Yeah, right. I'm like, that show's stupid. You know, if I put on a pair of Jordans, I'd be document style.
Oh, that should have been the move, man.
Now you're an Air Force One guy, though.
Let's see. So Michael Jordan and The Last Dance is a great documentary.
Yes,
if you want to check it out. How rich is Michael Jordan, though? So you got to keep in mind, not only did he... His last few years, he was making like $30 million a year or right. something crazy. But then you have the Nike deals. He has his own Jordan brand from Nike. Like, he's this rich. He once had a chance to make $100 million basically for 2 hours. All he had to do was other than give his name and likeness, make a 2-hour appearance, and announce the deal he had turned, and he turned it down.
That's how much money he has.
Yeah, he had enough money that for a 2-hour appearance and
$50 million an hour.
I mean, I don't care. If my kid said, Dad, that's my first job.
That's every minute.
What do you
know? A little over every minute, you know, 80 seconds, you get $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other crazy thing about this documentary, The Last Dance. It's just like, you forget, like, Michael Jordan just doesn't show up in public. Like, you know, he'll show up at basketball games or whatever, but he doesn't do interviews. Like, it's very rare to see him sit down and give an interview.
I think it's one of the things I've always liked about him.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, you only know him as a basketball player, and that's all he wants you to know of him is a basketball player.
And a gambler. Lover of cigars. High-end tequilas. Mr. Jordan.
Why do you think my eyes are so yellow?
Boy, he does have some.
I'm drunk.
Yellow ass
eyes. I've been hammered for 30 years.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
Oh, my God. It looks like Big Bird's living in his head.
Adjust your TV, man. I mean, dude looks
He's either got jaundice, he's just absolutely an alcoholic.
Or he's a superhero.
He's definitely
got only one of three things.
Yeah. It's probably bad lighting.
Right. Yeah, that's it. As he's sipping on a $1,200 bottle of tequila throughout the entire documentary.
Look, when brother commands $50 million an hour, go ahead with your expensive tequila.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you he tips like crap.
No way.
Oh,
no. He used to go around and mop up Pippin's mess.
Right. They used to call him No Tippin' Pippin.
Oh, that's right.
Pickles. And then, right, Jordan would go back into the restaurants and leave extra money.
Where did Scotty go last night? Was it one of the places that we go? All right, I got to go there. I've got to leave a tip because he didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he would drive there before practice.
Well, now I know why, because he's getting paid crap.
Yeah.
what was I going to say? Yeah, so Jordan, I mean, that's just wild. You guys looking forward to NASCAR? Good news. Might be coming back soon. NASCAR is starting back with a cup race on May 17th. Over a 10-day period, they're going to run 7 races at tracks in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Darlington, South Carolina.
It makes sense.
No fans. It'll be broadcast on Fox and Fox Sports 1.
I mean, again,
people will watch this.
There are certain sports where...
Hell, I've watched the iRacing.
It doesn't matter. Like, they're in the car. They're fairly isolated. Look, I know there's pit crews and all that, but they're in so much protective gear, you got to think they're doing better than most of us, right? But that golf, there's a few sports that people can do. No one interacts with
you. Have you heard the theory about the NBA and Disney?
No.
So ESPN has a massive deal with the NBA, right?
Right.
Like, they're kind of like, they've turned into like the...
They're a bet together for sure, right.
Right. So Disney, of course, owns ESPN. So now there's talks of the NBA might just go to Disney World since it's closed, use their hotel and like the Wide World of Sports facilities, and run the league from Disney World.
Why not?
Right? Seems feasible.
People will look, even in the NFL, NBA, baseball, you know, a lot of them are like, man, you know, we'd love to have fans in the stands. We understand that you would love to have fans in the stands, but when you really add it up, man, you could play, hell, the Seahawks, right? 70,000 people a game. That works a little over 1 million people a year per attendance. They probably get into the playoffs because they're good, but you're talking 15 million people watching on TV. The
right.
overwhelming majority of the people that experience sports live are not physically there. So
baseball,
it doesn't matter.
Baseball.
Nobody's in the stands.
Baseball's the same way. The catcher needs to be protected. Sure. Maybe they do an electronic way of not having an umpire to call balls and strikes, but they do have two field umps calling the plays on the field. They just adjust for a play at home.
Yeah.
The only thing you couldn't do is hold a runner. I mean, I can't think of any other situation in baseball where you're even close.
Yeah.
You're sliding in for a tag. Okay, yeah, there's this.
Yeah, there's certain... Right, we talked about this a while ago. Like, golf just seems like you could just set up cameras on holes and just have guys commentate on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that for him.
I won't say to hold him one. I just can't find my certificate. Oh.
That's right. Last night I rewatched Fox Sports 1 had on the 2015 NFC Championship game. Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers.
Weren't we at that game?
I was not.
Okay, I was.
Yeah, I was there. I remember.
That game was unbelievable. But even though I know...
It snowed.
What's that?
I think it snowed.
That wasn't that game.
That snowed?
No.
It was a different Packers
game. That was a Monday night game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they come back in the fourth quarter. There's just so many crazy things. Mm. But it's funny. I found myself at home just like, holy cow. Like, I know the Seahawks are going to win. They got my blood going.
Yeah, I just rewatched the most recent Super Bowl. And by the time I got there, it was the fourth quarter. I forgot how far down KC had been and all that. But also in my mind, I'm like, I just watched this 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean, at least yours a longer half time. A decade's gone. But I'm like, I just watched this. That's how sad I am now.
Yeah, these things happen. I told you, I've just been going on YouTube and watching fires by the river. Quite lovely.
Fires by the river?
Yeah, sometimes at a certain time of night, I just put on a fireplace and kick back.
Nice.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. Like, tomorrow I'm going to be out by a river. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. Weather doesn't matter. Let's see. What else is going? Voice. This won't shock you. They're going to film the rest of the season remotely. I want to say I saw The Bachelor. The Bachelor is going to do a greatest hits show.
Oh.
Right? It's basically starting in June, Chris Harrison will host The Bachelor, the most unforgettable ever.
Wow.
Which, to be honest with you, I have no interest in watching The Bachelor a ton, but I think I might watch this. I could catch up on it and chat with everybody over by the water cooler about The Bachelor.
Okay.
Yes, that'll be exciting. That's what I want to talk about.
That's what all the kids are talking about these days, though. But yeah, it'll air 3 hours every Monday for 10 weeks. And basically, it's just going to have all the crazy stuff you thought. They'll have some updates. They can obviously, you know, you could zoom in somebody that had been on The Bachelor or whatever, so they can check that out. But, you know, like we were saying, everything's kind of shut down. Hollywood doesn't have, you know, they can't produce anything right now, so...
They can't produce their, what do they call, reboots?
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's right. The last 5 years, all they've done is taken what they've done, rehash that crap, and sell it to us. So I don't feel that bad that we're not just getting inundated. Maybe during this time off, it's not that they've run out of ideas, but maybe the producers will have the guts to pursue some of the better ideas that are out there.
Why can't they just have a channel called Pilots That Didn't Make It? And even if you just film like 5 or 6 episodes of a show for ABC and it didn't make it and they didn't like it, just show up. Hey, you don't know. The networks passed up on so much good crap. They passed up on Tiger King. They passed up on Joe. You don't know what these networks have not put out there. I think if you just put out there what some executive in L.A. thinks is entertaining or not, you might be surprised. There might be some gems in there from like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago that didn't make it that are probably pretty good.
Yeah, and don't forget tomorrow you can watch, I bought a couple tickets. Our buddy Chris Titus is having a live comedy show on his YouTube channel.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 p.m. on the West Coast.
Okay. By the way, Miles, people are pointing out, and people are angry with you.
Why?
Terminator 2, much better than the first one.
Oh, was it really?
It was. You know what? I'll give it that. And also, as far as the Dark Knight trilogy, second one, better than the first one.
Oh, yeah. And Miles, the Ocho is back this weekend. You can watch some Slippery Stairs.
Oh, nice. Oh, sweet.
You're actually happy.
I am. That is awesome. You got to check it out. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man comes home to two burglars curled up and snacking on his couch. Meanwhile, Florida woman is facing felony charges after during video calls she showed her imprisoned boyfriend her gouch. Or pound. Wasn't sure where to go. Florida cop suspended after using his taser on fiancé and a family friend. Online searches appear that many want their new mullet lifestyle to end. And a Las Vegas man is arrested after mistaking an Amazon delivery man for a burglar. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
How long have you been doing the little poem at the head of headlines there?
No, years.
You have not missed a beat, good sir. You are still a poet.
On it.
Our top story. In the time of isolation, a lot of people are having to do certain things for themselves for the first time. One of the biggest maintenance items is starting to creep on people is their hair. Not a whole lot of people in the country are able to go to the barbershop to get a cut, so people are starting to improvise. Some are giving themselves spotty buzz cuts. Others are experimenting with scissors.
Spotty buzz cuts.
Spotty buzz cuts.
Some are experimenting with scissors. People like me went all the way down to the clean shave. But a new statistic has shown the number of people Googling, quote, how to cut a mullet has gone up 128% since people have been cooped up.
Oh, it's going to be a good-looking country at the end of this.
Blame it on the isolation. Blame it on Tiger King.
Wait till
hockey
start back up.
It's coming back, guys. Party in front. No, wait. Business up front, party in the back.
Damn right.
Ted, I say you do it, dude.
Skull it?
You bet.
It's been years.
Let's do it. I'm in. I would be happy to let you do that. In other news, a police officer in Florida has found himself in hot water after misusing his equipment. Back in 2017, the officer tased members of his family while off duty. The officer was given permission from both his fiancée and a family friend for him to use the taser on them, using it like a stun gun each time, i.e. he wasn't actually shooting the prongs into them. Let's see, he electrocuted both people at least two different times. The fiancé, now described as estranged, recently informed the department of his conduct and he was immediately suspended. So this happened years ago, that at one point he asked his fiancé, or rather, he obtained permission from his fiance. I don't know if she was like, I want to see what it feels like. And then he zapped her. And then the family friend, he kind of did the same thing. And now all of a sudden this last year, her fiance has come forward and talked to the department about him tasing. I think he burned that fiance in some way.
Probably.
She's mad.
She's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you shouldn't do that. I don't know.
Of course not. You obviously shouldn't do that, but...
But, I mean, look, police exist because people do things they shouldn't do.
That's a fact.
But they're still human, and I'm sure plenty of cops have done it, but right. I'm thinking she's mad about something.
Right, because this happened 2 years ago, and all right. of a sudden she felt the need to tell the police department. So he said something he shouldn't have.
I mean, I would think a lot of cops have probably put handcuffs on their...
Yeah,
partner.
But that's not tasing people, Ted.
Yeah, right. When you handcuff a man, tase him, sexy time.
I mean, look, whatever it takes.
Whatever gets you there. A man in Florida came home to find an unwelcome sight. The man came into his home to find two men on his couch, one doing drugs and the other curled up in one of his blankets eating his food.
I'm home.
I just like how comfortable they are.
Right?
Probably got the blanket out.
Make yourself at home, gents. Fearing the safety of not only himself, but his wife and his 9-month-old daughter, the man ran to his garage and armed himself with a gun. He chased the two men out of his home and held them at his neighbor's driveway while police arrived. Both men were arrested on burglary charges. Marijuana, pill bottles, and drug paraphernalia were taken from the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they brought it in here.
Right.
I mean, marijuana makes sense if one dude just sitting there
right.
eating.
Yeah, it's fact.
Yeah.
Sorry, man, I noticed you had chips and I couldn't resist.
I was in a pinch.
That'd be a strange world. People breaking in to eat chips. Like, all right, all right. We've crossed the line.
Okay. Get chips. Over in Kennewick, Washington, police found themselves dealing with a different type of vandal. After receiving reports of a cow loose in the area, police arrived on the scene to find the cow running through traffic, attempting to ram into cars.
Hates these cars!
After a short chase, police were able to wrangle the animal. That's gotta... I would think that if you're an officer, this is my opinion, I have no idea if they actually feel this way, but I would chase a cow that is just running in and out of traffic 100 times before I want to chase a naked dude.
I'm right there with you. I'm absolutely 100%, man.
I mean, that cow's heavier than it knows that it is, and it might actually hurt you, but the naked guy, I just can't do it.
Like, people even run up to a cow and attempt to go cow tipping. People don't do, ooh, naked stranger. Let me go approach this person.
I think I've asked this. Does anybody ever actually go cow tipping, or is that just a thing us city people think everybody's doing
out? No, that does happen.
It happens.
Yes, it happens. Yes, it happens. And it breaks ribs, too. It's not a smart thing to do.
Yes, it's called cow tipping. I think it's right there in the name. Probably stupid, but maybe
my ribs are broken. Why is that? because a 13-year-old kid.
All of our ribs come from cows that have been tipped. Mm-hmm.
Sticking with Florida, a woman was arrested for a video call that got a little too intense. The woman was seen in a virtual visit with an inmate at the local prison conducted from her home wearing nothing but a pink bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
After some amorous small talk, the woman revealed herself from the robe and began to perform in front of the camera using an array of toys while the inmate enjoyed himself from the prison.
Look at my wife.
Why is that illegal?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, Miles, due to the presence of the woman's son in the video, an investigation was launched, and she was busted.
All right.
10-year-old kids just standing there in the camera view, just standing in the room.
Oh.
I don't think that he could see frontal view. I think he was standing behind his mom just in the room. But,
you know, if he saw frontal view, the video would have had...
God. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of the random question. By the way, Steve was high as a kite today.
Always. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.